He closed his eyes, teeth gritted.
They want the captain.
Who does?
Rurkus shook his head.
I don't know. It's fading. I had the impression of thousands speaking to the captain. It was almost like a habitat multiplicity.
Signal from the general, Admiral, a communications rating said. Terence Smith wants to talk to you.
Darcy now. Put him on.
Meredith looked into his console's AV projection pillar, seeing an exceptionally handsome man with perfectly arranged black hair. Corporate clone, the Admiral thought. Although the usual smooth flair of competence endemic to the type was in danger of crumbling, Terence Smith looked like a man under a great deal of pressure.
Mr. Smith, I'm Admiral Saldana, commander of this squadron, and under the authority invested in me by the Confederation Assembly, I am now ordering you to suspend your military operation against Lalonde. Recall all your personnel from the planetary surface and do not attempt to engage the invaders' forces. I also require you to hand over all combat wasps and nuclear devices to the Navy. The starships currently under your command are free to leave this system once they have complied with my instructions, except for the Lady Macbeth, which is now under arrest. Do you understand?
They're up here.
Pardon me?
Terence Smith's eyes flicked to one side, glancing at someone out of pickup range.
Admiral, the invaders are up here. They came up in the space planes that took my scout teams down. They're sequestrating my crews.
Meredith took a second to compose himself. 4 minutes into the mission, and already it was catastrophe.
Which crews? Which starships?
He suddenly looked across the bridge at Lieutenant Rurkus.
Is that what was happening to the Black Hawk captain? Sequestration?
It could be, yes,
the startled Edenist replied.
I want 2 Void Hawks on that Black Hawk now.
Restrain it. I don't want it to leave this system. They are authorized to engage it with combat wasps if it resists. Deploy the remaining Void Hawks to prevent any of the Adamas starships from leaving.
Commander Grover.
Sir?
Squadron to move in now. Full interception duties. I want those starships neutralized. Alert the Marine squads. Have them stand by for boarding and securement.
Aye, aye, sir.
He turned back to the AV pillar.
Mr. Smith.
Yes, Admiral.
Which ships have been taken over?
I don't know for certain.
The only ones which haven't sent space planes down to the surface are the Gemmo, the Lythrol, the Nickel, and the Inbula. But the Cyania's space plane never made it back.
Admiral, Kelvin interjected.
Yes, Commander. We don't know the Gemmo didn't send a space plane down. There is no visible evidence of sequestration, certainly not over a communication channel.
Gravity returned to the Arikara's bridge as the fusion drive came on, building swiftly. The Admiral squirmed his shoulders, trying to get completely comfortable before the high G's squashed him.
Point taken, Commander Solanke, thank you.
Commander Gribber, all starships are to be intercepted, no exceptions.
Aye, aye, sir.
Meredith checked the tactical situation display again.
There was only one space plane which hadn't rendezvoused with its parent starship now. And tell that space plane to remain where it is. It is not to dock.
Solanke, start working out how we are going to restrain any starship crew members that have been sequestrated.
Sir, if this sequestration produces the same energy controllability in the crews that it has in Jacqueline Couture, I recommend the Marines aren't sent into the ships at all.
I will bear that in mind. However, we will certainly have to make at least one attempt.
Admiral, Lieutenant Rurkus called through gritted teeth, another Black Hawk captain is being sequestrated.
Acknowledged, Lieutenant.
Meredith reviewed the tactical display again, observing the Black Hawk's crazed course, a moth caught in a tornado.
Send the Void Hawk to intercept, full interdiction authority.
That was a third of his Void Hawk force committed already. He needed the rest to contain the Adamist starships. If any more Black Hawks were taken over, he would have to order a combat wasp launch. They would probably fight back. With his options diminishing before his eyes, Meredith let out a pained hiss of breath as the Arikara accelerated past 6 G's.